Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear friends, Salamun Alaikum. Welcome to this episode of Lantern from IRIB English Radio. On the continuation of this program, we'll listen to today's story. What's the title of it? Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, Intellectual Humility. We are taught to seek and increase our knowledge, but we must also always remember to be humble, as there is so much out there that we do not know about. Our beloved Prophet has demonstrated that while receiving guidance and revelation, he still maintained his humility, and this can be witnessed in some of his iconic life stories. Before the military mission to protect the city of Medina from attack, Prophet Muhammad, peace and salutations of Allah be upon him and his pure progeny, decided on the best military strategy by gathering the views of his companions. Initially, he proposed to stay in the city and attack the enemies as they arrived in Medina. However, a majority of the companions suggested a different strategy instead, going to the border. The Prophet agreed with the views of his companions instead of his initial inclination. In another battle of Khandaq, the Prophet himself also sought the advice of a former Persian slave, Persian servant, Salman the Persian, Salman Farsi, to learn about a war strategy adopted by the Persians. These two episodes show how Prophet Muhammad maintained his intellectual humility and listened to others as they shared their knowledge. The life stories of the prophets teach us that we should aspire to model an ummah that exhibits humility in all aspects of our lives, as can be seen in his mannerisms and treatment of others. Thank you very much, and this is the continuation of Lantern.
We seek refuge from Satan the cursed in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh, dear sisters and brothers from all over the world. This is Zainab Mousavi and you are listening to the program Lantern from IRIB English Radio. Well, in this episode of Lantern, we will talk about humility and consultation, which are the major themes of what you just listened to. Humbleness is the root of all virtues. A humble person is always submissive before the majesty and greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and lays the foundation of his acts of worship on the platform of this significant virtue. In Noble Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared that وَعِبَادَ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. The servants of the All-Beneficent are those who walk humbly on the earth, and when the ignorant address them, say peace. Surah Al-Furqan, verse number 63. Imam Kadhim alayhi salam defines several degrees for humility. One of them is to understand one's merits and capabilities and to use them duly and with a pure heart. A man like this shouldn't behave people in a manner which he dislikes for himself. He will repay bad deeds with good deeds, restrain his anger and pardon men. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the doers of good. Okay, consultation is another subject of this episode. There is no doubt that through consulting with others, many personal and social problems can be resolved. The combination of two thought patterns acts like the coming together of two wires of difficult charges, which give light to the environment. Since consultation has a significant effect in resolving problems, the Holy Quran orders the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam to consult with others in finding solutions. وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ فَإِذَا عَزَمْتْ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهِ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ And make counsel with them in the affair. So when you have decided, then place your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who trust. Surah Ali Imran, verse number 159. Just in accordance to what we listened to in the story, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam used to advise people to have consultation, and he himself made use of it frequently. Okay, let's have a break and we will be back in no time.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
Welcome back, dear audience. You're listening to Lantern. In the first verse, which was revealed unto the prophets on the same issue of consultation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِذَا عَزَمْتْ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ As soon as you have decided, rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The purpose of such an address is for the Prophet to realize that after consultation, the only authority who should decide is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi, who must then rely on God. However, consultation in Islam differs completely from that carried out in democratic states in which ratification of laws must be carried out by the Senate or the House of Representatives. Here in Islam, the Prophet has to follow neither the majority or the minority. It is up to the Prophet to arrive at the final decision of whether or not his decision is in harmony with the majority. Then, according to the Holy Book of Quran, the Prophet has to rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, that was all the time we've got for today's episode. In this episode, we talked about humility in Quran and the lifestyle of the companions of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Types of humility, consultation in Islam, and some related verses to it. And finally, we said that Prophet's duty is to make the final decision and then rely on God. Well, thank you everyone for being with us in this episode of Lantern. I bid you farewell and may Allah the Almighty make all of us people of good character in a true sense. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innu.